Psalm 100, The Freedom of Thanksgiving. Yesterday, Psalm 99 left us on holy ground, with trembling before the Lord who's enthroned above the cherubim. Psalm 100 does not undo that trembling. It shows where it was always meant to lead. Not panic, but welcome. The title matters. This is a psalm for thanksgiving. More literally, a psalm for the todah, the thank offering. In Leviticus 7:12-15, that offering was not only burned, it became a shared meal in God's presence. So thanksgiving here is not polite religious manners, it is table fellowship after rescue. It is the joy of the delivered returning to the house of the deliverer. The psalm is built with seven commands: shout, serve, come, know, enter, give thanks, bless. Worship engages the whole person: voice, body, mind, feet, memory, affection. And the most surprising command is to serve with gladness. The Hebrew word avad means serve, work, even slave. That is an Exodus word. Pharaoh also demanded service, but Pharaoh's service made bricks without straw. The Lord's service makes singers. This is one of the Bible's deepest reversals. We never stop serving, but grace changes masters. Under sin, duty becomes degradation. Under God, obedience becomes delight. Verse 3 presses even deeper. Know that the Lord is God, He made us. The Hebrew line has long carried a fruitful tension. It can be heard as saying both that we are His and that we are not self-made. Both are true, and both cut against the Western fantasy of self-invention. We do not author our being. We receive it. We are creatures before we are achievers, and sheep before we are strategists. Calvin saw here that God not only rules a people, He fashions them for Himself. Augustine heard in the call to all the earth the gathering of the nations into one flock. Psalm 100 is small, but it contains the whole mission of God. The movement of the psalm is also striking, from all the earth, to His gates, to His courts, to His name. That is the story of redemption in miniature. Ancient worshippers did not think of worship as private and inward only. They climbed real roads, passed through real stone gates, entered real courts. Archaeology helps us remember that approach to God had shape and cost and movement, yet the true passport was thanksgiving. Not because gratitude earns access, but because gratitude tells the truth. Everything is mercy. And the psalm ends where faith must always end, not in our mood, but in God's character. He is good, His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness extends to every generation. The one who made us is good enough to shepherd us. Suggested cross-references: Leviticus 7:12-15, John 10:14-16, Ephesians 2:12-19, Hebrews 13:15, Revelation 7:9-10. Hymn suggestion: All people that on earth do dwell, Old 100th. Prayer. Lord, free us from the lie that we belong to ourselves. Teach us the glad service of those who have been rescued. Lead us through your gates with truthful thanksgiving and make our lives a living todah, grateful, joyful, and wholly yours. Amen.